Ace Podcast.
10, 9, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on, 5, 4, 3,
hey everybody, welcome to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
Coming to you live again from the Lee Berry Studios just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
You sound like you weren't sure about that for a second.
You had to look around because we've been in three different studios since starting this podcast.
Yeah.
But this one's always...
Well, they're renovating that other one.
About time.
No, they're not actually. I made that up.
How are you?
I've got a cold.
Well, I can't even tell.
Well, if anybody wants to know why I'm not my stellar, normal self, you know, witty, funny, the coolest guy on the show, it's because I got a cold.
That's not why.
Oh, it's because I'm not either of those, any of those things.
Hey.
What? You're just starting off the show right off the top bagging on me.
I'm not. It's the other way around. Are you ready for our top story tonight?
Top story?
Yeah.
Top story.
Headline is, man in Angry Birds costume attacks... punches passerby on Queen Street West.
Sounds normal.
A man in an Angry Birds costume walking through downtown Toronto, those crazy Canadians,
hey,
beat up a passerby who made a comment about his attire.
So he walks around in an Angry Birds costume. Somebody says something, which is not really that surprising.
And he beats him. He was really an angry bird.
He was an angry bird.
What if you were driving by and you looked out your window, and there's this big red angry bird pounding the crap out of somebody?
I bet you'd take a picture.
I would take a picture.
Oh, now you're going to say it right.
An American man told police that he was walking with friends on Queen Street West near Peter Street. You know where that is, Craig.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Around 2:30 a.m. on October 30th. Well, we don't have the freshest stories for our top story. Yeah,
so we just pulled one out from about 3 months ago.
This one was so funny, I had to read it. When they were approached by a man wearing an Angry Birds costume.
I think you've already established that.
The man said he made some sort of comment about the costume, which prompted the man in the costume to attack the 24-year-old tourist.
Do you think the guy like had a slingshot and he like pulled himself back in the slingshot and shot himself at the guy?
He said, "Look out, here comes a pig."
Or do you think he like split into three different birds, or maybe he exploded?
Yeah. Police allege the man in the Angry Birds costume repeatedly punched and kicked the victim while he was on the ground, causing him serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Toronto Police
Constable
Jennifer said Monday the victim is still recovering from his injuries in the U.S. and will likely remain in recovery for some time. I wonder if he was like standing on a little platform or something when the Angry Bird attacked him, and
what's wrong with that angry bird?
Investigators were initially hopeful that surveillance camera footage from the area would lead them to a suspect, but they said they have yet to identify anyone.
Who's your suspect? The red one? It was the yellow one.
Now they're hoping someone remembers being at a Halloween party where they saw a person in an Angry Birds costume.
Now that makes sense. Now you think about Halloween, and it was October
30th. That's true. The suspect is described as furry, red, and approximately 5'10" to 6 feet in height.
So it was probably a drunk Halloween party person.
Yeah,
just a jerk.
I wish I had been one of the guy's friends that was there with him, because I want the whole conversation. Not only do I want to see the beat down, I'd like to hear the conversation that caused it.
I don't know. I mean, that guy was just.
He was angry.
I guess.
That silly bird.
Hey, the next story.
Yeah, it's a sports story.
We're gonna keep with the animal thing.
Yeah.
The next story, I'm going to say headline is, because I need to explain that's the headline.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go fight hamsters.
Are you telling me to go fight a hamster?
No, I think that was a cheer.
Oh.
Go fight hamsters.
Oh, okay.
Students and alumni at Amherst College could soon be rooting for the hamsters. Hamsters was among the most popular nicknames submitted to the committee.
Is this where we are today?
Put together to come up with the athletic mascot for the Massachusetts school.
Okay.
Trustees dropped Lord Jeff's last... What? Trustees dropped Lord Jeff's last year in part because 18th century British General Geoffrey Amherst suggested giving smallpox-infected blankets to Native Americans.
I've heard about that.
Why does it feel like in Fast Times we're tired of being the what was the name of their mascot?
Oh, I forgot.
It was a horrible mascot.
But
hamsters are the best they could come up with. Could they be called something like the Raging Hamsters or
what about the I don't know. The Raging Hamsters would be good.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
The committee was
Rabbit Hamsters.
Rabbit Hamsters, yeah. They had a list of nearly 600 unique suggestions and they narrowed it down to 30 semifinalists. Many people noted that hamster is an anagram for Amherst.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
How clever. Other semifinalists include moose, aces, dinosaurs, irradiance? fighting poets
that's
and mammoths.
The one. The fighting poets would be awesome.
I could
awesome.
See him in like the little pugilist little pose with the fist out in front of him.
Put him up.
Among the nicknames that didn't make the cut were Biddies and Purple Martins. Nods to college president Carolyn Biddy Martin.
The Purple Martins.
The committee hopes to have 5 finalists for a community-wide vote in March.
I couldn't cheer for the hamsters. I don't care.
But if it was like the rabbit hamsters.
Yeah, now that, or the zombie hamsters, hamster zombies.
Well, at least, I mean.
Something. What about the zombies? I didn't see that on the list.
Yeah.
Well, they may get the reputation of being slow and stupid. Brainless.
Killing people.
Yeah, you want to do that. Okay, let's go back to somebody dressed up, because this one, you ready for this?
Apparently, this is our mystery Halloween episode.
Headline is, man dressed as Waldo from Where's Waldo taunts police searching for him. A man wanted by police after he failed to show up for a court date decided to turn their pursuit into a game by dressing up as Waldo from Where's Waldo. Have you seen this picture?
No, I'm not.
You've seen Waldo.
Oh, I did see this picture. I think I sent you. Did I send you this?
You may have. Police in North Yorkshire, UK, spent the weekend looking for 30-year-old J.J. McKinnaman after he missed a court date for alleged traffic violations. But they were unable to find him despite the use of sniffer dogs and police helicopter.
Oh, wait, since I got a cold, I can go.
Yes.
Sniffer. I'm a sniffer dog. And what I'm masking the fact that I need to sniff right now. Do you think anybody's falling for it?
In spite of sniffing co-host and a helicopter. McManium decided to poke fun at the officer's expense by dressing up as Waldo, the main character in the Where's Waldo series of children's books. The books challenge readers to find Waldo. We all know what Where's Waldo is.
I like Where's Waldo.
I love them. They're fun. In one Facebook
and
post.
It's your age group, too.
McManium taunted police by superimposing his own face over the character's face with the words, "Dude, I'm right here."
Dude, I'm right here.
In another post, he wrote, "Buddy, if they really knew how close they are to me, not a Scooby-Doo where I am. Even got sniffer dogs out." Oh, I was waiting for you to sniff. And I still sat giggling. McKinnaman wrote in another post that has since been removed that he had watched one officer pull out a wedgie.
So this guy is like, they're looking for him, and he's dressed up like this, and he's like all around them.
Yes.
This should be a game. If they don't find him, he should get off scot-free.
I nearly felt sorry for him, and he was going to go back and give him a hand, but, you know, he had a taser. Meanwhile, McKinnaman continued to post taunting pics of himself dressed as Waldo, as well as graphics declaring himself the hide-and-seek champion of 2016-17.
I thought Bigfoot was the hide-and-seek champion.
He's the world champion.
Oh, right.
McKinnaman also posted a video.
McEnema.
That's what you get for eating at McDonald's. Also posted videos, including one of the Lionel Richie song, Hello.
Did you say Lionel?
Lionel.
You said Lionel Richie songs.
Well, that's what his friends call him. Hello.
So why are you calling him that?
Where he laughed at the line, "Is it me you're looking for?"
I get it.
Eventually, McKinnaman decided to stop kidding around, turned himself into police, but not before posting a Facebook Live video showing himself being driven to the police station dressed as Waldo.
And sniffing.
Yes.
Wow. There was just so much and yet not enough to say.
Yes.
Whatever I just said. I got a cold, so I'm kind of loopy today. That's why I'm not exactly.
You're out of sorts.
I'm out of sorts.
But you're dressed nice and you look good and you sound good, and that's all you really need for a podcast.
I have to look good?
You don't really have to look good.
That's true. So can I just take it down to San Antonio?
Yeah.
San Antone?
I like Texas.
keep the matches away from this tortoise.
What tortoise? What are you talking about?
I don't know, but you know what?
What?
I just like to start. It just seems like that was a misplaced line somewhere. Like, what does that mean? Keep the matches away from this tortoise.
Yeah.
It's like you're walking in at the end of a joke.
You know what happened?
I'm about to tell you what happened.
I don't know what happened to the headline disappeared. There was a
headline. Oh, there was a headline, yeah. So that's what happened.
Yeah, it's okay. Something about I remember it. Pyro tortoise torches house, almost gutting neighbor's house.
Wow.
Something. Yeah.
Keep the matches away from this tortoise.
That's the one.
There, now it flows.
See?
You see how it flows? Fire officials in Texas say a 150-pound pet tortoise knocked over a heating lamp in its enclosure, triggering a blaze that nearly burned down a neighbor's home.
Wow.
Firefighters were called to the San Antonio home in the early morning hours Tuesday. Investigators determined that the fire was started when the 15-year-old bits the tortoise, who lived in the enclosure between the two homes, knocked the lamp over, setting a mattress on fire. The flames then spread. This sounds like some kind of a prison riot. The turtle was inciting violence. The flames then spread to the neighboring home, severely damaging it. Officials said the home was not a total loss, but it sustained approximately $150,000 in damage.
Dang.
Somehow, the heat lamp got knocked over, igniting the mattress, which started the fire, which spread to the neighbor's home. Fire Department spokesman Woody Woodard told KSAT-TV. Woody Woodard.
There's a snake in his boots.
Yeah. Oh, the fact that there was a pet that ignited a fire is not that unusual. The fact that it's a giant tortoise makes it extremely unusual. Bits was not hurt, but the neighboring family will be forced to relocate until their home is repaired. The tortoise's owner said the blaze was an unfortunate accident and that he was in touch with his insurance company about covering the damages.
You think they'll cover it?
There's a no tortoise clause.
I wonder if the tortoise had insurance, you know, like on his shell, you know, because that's his house, so he had shell insurance.
I'm sure he had some kind of a shell account.
He said, what the shell's going on in here?
Hey!
Okay, Craig. Let's stick with the mascot costume animal theme for a minute, because this headline is squirrels stealing chocolate bars, driving Toronto store owner, you guessed it,
nuts. Nuts. And you didn't mention we're keeping with the Canadian theme.
Oh, that's right. A group of squirrels is driving the owners of one Toronto convenience store nuts after the rodents have been caught on video stealing chocolate bars from their East End shop.
You know, it just gets ugly when they start referring to them as rodents.
I know, and they're too cute to be a rodent. Well,
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're rodents, but I just think that you're just, I think you're just being...
I think some of them are. These probably are, because these are like the little...
It's a squirrel, it's a rodent.
These were in
a little... I just think that you're just being... You're just going out of your way to call them a name.
These were in a little squirrel gang, too, that were robbing
stores.
They
had little leather jackets.
Yes, they did. Yeah. And they smoked a little bit teeny tiny cigarettes. I always see them sneaking outside the door, looking in my store, and even right at me, said Paul Kim, owner of Luke's Grocery near Girard Street in Toronto. Paul Kim owns Luke's Grocery Store. That doesn't make sense. You think it would be Paul's Grocery Store?
No. I mean, who's Luke?
Yeah,
who's
Luke come in?
Paul Kim, Luke, and Girard. You notice that?
Yes.
These are all names.
They are all names.
It's Paul Kim.
That could be a
Luke's
rock band.
Girard.
It's the New Beatles.
And Krispy Kreme.
It's the Squirrels.
The squirrels, the raging squirrels.
Coming to a theater near you.
Raging squirrels.
They come in and they take Crunchies, Crispy Crunch, Wonder Bar.
What's a Wonder Bar?
I don't recognize any of these names.
I wonder what that bar is.
And those who are really bold try to take, you know what they try to take?
The band Mr. Big?
Mr. Big, yes. He's seen pesky thieves slink in every fall for the past 9 years. Since
but, you know, the squirrels do that. They're like, they know what they're doing.
They're pretty smart. Yeah. So for to have such a teeny tiny little brain, they're really smart.
But they got little claw, little hands.
Yes. He has seen pesky thieves slink in every fall for the past 9 years since he's owned the store. But in 2016, it showed a spike in the rodent robberies with 1 to 2 bandits visiting the Kim family daily. I think we've lost up to 48-ish bars this fall
season.
Hey, wait,
do they ever come in and grab a Slurpee cup and actually just fill the cup up and then...
I think they'd be getting like the paydays, you know, something real nutty.
Well, it'd be a payday.
Kim's daughter Cindy said, "That's an extremely rough estimate, though, because we have no way of knowing when we've been robbed. They're very sneaky." With a sharp increase in chocolate robbery, Cindy set up a Reddit thread called "How to Stop Squirrels from Stealing Chocolate Bars" in hopes that the internet could provide answers to stop the nutty activity.
Where are they coming in from?
The front door.
They're walking in the front door.
She also used surveillance video from the store to catch the robbers in the act, which she later posted to YouTube. My wife and I don't know how to upload these videos, but Cindy thought it would be funny to share them online, Paul Kim said.
Well, she's like a man in drag when she talks.
Videos show the furry bandits, a light gray-brown one and a black one, inching tentatively into the store, grabbing a Kinder Bueno, and on one occasion, a Crunchy Bar the next time.
First of all, that's Kinder Bueno.
That's what I said.
You said Kinder. It's
well,
not a Kinder
spelled
candy
the same
bar.
Way.
It's a Kinder Bueno.
I think it's pronounced Kinder.
No, there's. I wonder if it's the same Kinder that the German chocolates.
We'll have to ask somebody in Canada. We find them very, very cute. However, these squirrels have stolen considerably from us this fall, so we'd like that to stop, Cindy said. The family has tried closing the door to prevent the thefts, but say that there are occasions while cleaning or restocking that the door needs to be left open for half an hour to an hour.
Maybe they should stop cleaning and restocking.
That's a good idea. Hey, let's call our buddy. Let's do an instant interview. Instant interview with Randall.
Instant interview.
I'm going to get him on the phone right now.
I just made that up. Instant interview.
Hey, that works. Hello, Randall.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Going good. This is Aaron, and Craig's across the table there.
Yeah, I'm way over here.
We're two middle-aged dudes in a microphone. And we're talking to Randall. That is Too Hot to Randall. It's his Twitter handle. And he's Don't Wake the Kids podcast, another one of our friends from Ace Podcast Networks.
Ace Podcast.
Ace Podcast.
There you go. We did it the same time I did it.
So, Randall, where are you? Where are you located?
I am just south of Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Well, that's not too far away.
No, he's not that far at all.
You should have just drove up.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours, whatever.
Anyway. You're the only one I know with a pet squirrel, and we just had a squirrel story about these hoodlum squirrels stealing chocolate bars from a store in Toronto. Are you familiar with that story?
I saw the video, and you guys have more squirrel stories than I've ever heard of any.
Yeah.
We're thinking about changing the name to Two Squirrely Dudes and a Microphone, but the wives didn't like that.
Aaron's the size of a squirrel.
That's funny. So you've got a squirrel.
I do. I had two. We cut down some trees. They were about 2 days old, and they were abandoned. So I brought them home and nursed them back to health. And
his trees were 2 days old.
So how do they? First of all, what happened to the other one? Did he just pass?
No, they're both very healthy. One of them, the male, we named them Marty and Mabel McSquirrel.
Nice.
That's good.
I bet they sleep on a great big pillow.
Marty was, I guess they were a couple months old, and it was obvious that he didn't want to be a pet.
Oh,
okay. I'd take him out in the yard and let him play in the trees and stuff, and he never wanted to come back inside. So I took him to a rehabber that actually taught him not to be tame so that he could be free. He's free somewhere now.
So your other squirrel, tell me about having a pet squirrel. Is it anything like having a cat or a dog?
No, not really, because they have claws that are very sharp. Actually, if anybody listening wants to check out, I have an Instagram for Mabel. It's just Mabel_McSquirrel, I think.
We'll
Instagram.
We'll link that. We'll put that on our blog.
Okay. There's a picture on there of my arms where you could see I was torn up. I have scars all over my left arm from them.
I've seen that picture, by the way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't use like a scratchy post. What does it eat?
No. Oh, I'm there now.
She eats. I feed her. It's called rodent block. It's like a mixture of nutrients and stuff. It's just those little blocks. But I also feed her fruits and vegetables and nuts.
That's pretty cool. I want a squirrel now.
I'm looking for the picture of the arm right now. I'm trying to find it. Oh, I see it. Yeah, that's
pretty
bad,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the scratches looks just like a music note or something.
Yeah, that one looks like it might be infected. It's showing some color.
Yeah.
I dipped her paw in a little ink, and she went to town. So I'm kind of happy with how it turned out.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I mean, $400 later.
Okay,
I've never been bitten though.
That's amazing to me. Does she like sit in your lap or let you pet her? Or
when she was real young, they would both sleep on me, and now I work two jobs. I'm gone a lot, so I don't get to play with her as much as I'd like. And I have little kids, so I can't have her just running around, or they'd end up looking like my arm there.
Yeah.
But I do get her out at least once a day, and play with her a little bit.
Can you still take her outside?
she doesn't like it outside. I stopped taking her out a couple months or several months ago because she's not about it.
So she just has like a cage or something she lives in?
Yeah, it's a big bird cage, actually.
That's cool.
Now, I see the picture here of the two of them when they were babies, I guess. They're like naked little mole rats.
Yeah, they were. When we first found them, we didn't know exactly what they were. We just assumed they were squirrels, and thankfully that's what they turned out to be.
So how long have you had her?
I got her on Valentine's Day.
So she's coming up on 1 year old.
Yeah, it's getting close.
And what's the lifespan of a squirrel?
They can live a really long time. I want to say it's like 15 to 20 years.
Good
domesticated.
Grief. Wow.
Yeah.
So now they had fallen out of the nest. Is that what happened?
Well, when squirrels are born that early in the year, when it's still really cold, the mother just abandons them because they just assume they're not going to make it. And they had been abandoned in the top of this tree that we cut down. And so they were in the nest.
Okay.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about Don't Wake the Kids. We have reviewed it on the show before, but can you tell the listeners a little bit about the podcast?
It started out as just a way for me to talk to my friends because I'm real busy and I don't get to talk to my friends very much. So the first like three episodes, that's what it was me talking to my friends. After that, it kind of grew into I've got some interviews with some people from Hollywood. No actors,
nice.
But like writers, directors, production assistant, a sound engineer at Skywalker Sound.
Oh, wow.
Right now we're doing, I've got one episode left of Black Mirror Season 3 recap review series.
Yes. And by the way, I'm way behind. I don't know if I've tweeted or texted you this or not. I can't listen to your Black Mirror episode yet because I skipped all the way to the last one and I haven't seen the ones in the middle yet.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah.
I just watched the last one last night. Hopefully we get to record that one here in the next couple days.
Okay, I texted you the minute I finished that episode. That, to me, was it. And I think I told you this, but that was the best episode of anything I've ever seen.
Was it the last episode of season 3?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I watched it last night. It is really good.
And I'm not going to give anything away, but it's the bumblebees, or not the
yeah.
The honeybees one. Wow, what a great... It was a movie. I mean, it was an hour and a half. And
Every episode is like that, though. They're usually about an hour long, but every episode is its own thing. It's like a short movie.
Yeah, that show... I put that show up there with my favorites, like Breaking Bad and Fargo. It's so good.
Ooh, Fargo's coming back soon, isn't it?
Yeah, Fargo is coming back soon.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
so now,
I love it. There's so much to talk about.
Are your friends from Hollywood, the ones you've hooked up with to do interviews, are these people you knew or knew through other people, or...
The first one was, I watched, there's a movie on Netflix called They're Watching, and
uh-huh.
I watched the movie randomly one night and loved it, so I tweeted just a general tweet that I would love to talk to anybody that worked on it, and one of the writer-directors tweeted me back, and he was just like, all right.
Good grief.
So, I don't have that kind of luck.
No.
I usually get a restraining order.
The other two were actually friends. One was a girl I went to high school with that's a production assistant. She's worked on a bunch of TV shows, a couple movies. And the other one was, he was a drummer of a band that I liked when I was younger. And now he's a sound engineer at Skywalker Ranch.
What was the name of the band? I got to know.
The Handshake Murders?
Nah, I don't know it. Don't
you
recognize
knew you
it.
Weren't going to know that.
No, I was hoping you'd say something like Styx.
He was hoping you'd say REO Speedwagon
or
something.
He was actually the last drummer for Queen.
Was he really?
No. That would have been fantastic.
Now it was getting interesting. All you got to do is tell him he was an REO Speedwagon, and Aaron will listen to anything you tell him.
You talking about the greatest band in the history of music?
No, I was talking about REO Speedwagon.
That's what I said.
No,
I saw REO Speedwagon a couple of years ago. It was really good.
Yeah, they're good, but they're not what they used to be. I don't see them anymore.
Mainly because he's been banned from all the concerts.
That's not true at all.
I'm not quite middle-aged yet, so... they are what they are to me.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
pretty impressive, though, not be quite middle-aged and be listening to REO.
Yeah, that's really...
I listen to everything. But, so, you haven't listened to any of my latest episodes. Did you at least hear my apology?
Yes, I did hear that. I heard that when you said something about it. I went out and downloaded that one, but I didn't listen further.
I've listened to all of your episodes since the Ace Podcast Network got started. I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
That's awesome.
I've given you shout outs in almost every episode since then, and I've screwed it up every time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, no apology needed at all.
Now, do you take a lot of Dramamine when you're listening to our show?
Well,
we're not responsible if you, like, you know, vomit or anything.
Well, Randall,
no, you're the cleanest of the cleanest podcast that I listen to. I hope I haven't messed that up.
No,
not
at all. I really do appreciate you taking time out to talk to us, and we'll let you get back to what you were doing before we interrupted you.
Well, I wasn't doing anything, so I appreciate talking to you guys.
Yeah, hey, and I'm following your squirrel on Instagram now.
Awesome.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right, you guys have a good.
Thanks, you too. Bye. That was cool.
That was all right.
That's cool. I'm talking to my mic. You're not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was cool.
I was hanging up and putting the phone down.
Well, wasn't that nice?
Well, we've got some good friends in the podcasting community, and I hope to have more of them on the show.
And he's got famous people on his podcast. Maybe we'll get famous people on our podcast.
We've tried,
but you know what? The people that are so-called friends who don't even listen to our podcast, who could get people like that on the show for us.
Okay, I want to give you one thing. It is going to be my goal from now on to get Chuck Barris on our show.
Chuck Barris, he'll have you killed.
I know he's dangerous, but if I approach him in a friendly way and just let him know.
Don't make any sudden movements.
No, and just let him know that we're, well, are you a fan?
I like the Gong Show.
Gong Show was awesome.
Yeah.
And the way he.
I love it. He just looked like he had a head injury the whole time.
Yes.
The way he moves. The way he moves around. He probably did. Probably got like.
Well, that was smack dab in the middle of when he was killing people. Yeah. On the side.
Well, he also recorded the fake moon landing.
He did not.
No, I'm just kidding, because that didn't.
That did happen.
That was.
He had nothing to do with it.
That was Kubrick.
Kubrick did that.
There's a movie about that now.
Is there really?
Yeah, I saw it on somewhere.
Well, then maybe you'll start taking me seriously.
No,
because
it's not true.
It is true.
It's true that they went to the moon.
They did go to the moon.
It's not true that they recorded it. They filmed it.
They had the film. They set up. It was. Before the rocket.
Okay, we've talked about this before. You're going to bore people to death.
Before the rocket took off, they had all the footage filmed. It was ready to go.
Whatever.
Already at the studio.
Why do you believe such garbage?
It's true. It's been proven.
It has not been proven.
It's been proven.
No, anyway, do we have any more stories?
We don't. Okay, we got a sad note this week, Craig. I mean, not you and I didn't receive a note this sad, but we lost a podcasting member of the family this week.
We did, just out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
You just never know.
And actually, we have reviewed his podcast before. We talked about Untitled Nonsense, and Josh Fawner was only 28 years old.
So young.
He died on January the 5th, 2017. He's originally from New Hampshire, but he was living in Florida. And you may not know this, because I didn't know this today when I was looking over some stuff, but two pictures of him were made into famous memes.
What were they?
One of them was about a goth... a big goth guy.
Oh, that sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah. I looked at him, and I had seen him before, but there was an article written up about him in the Washington Post in 2012. And I dealt with him some, like, through social media and things.
Uh-huh.
And a very nice guy, especially when I was talking to him on, I believe it was Twitter or Facebook, about his podcast before we reviewed it. But I wanted, if you don't mind, I want to read what was written on his memorial page online.
Okay.
It said, Josh was a man of many talents and interests. He had so many plans and so much creativity to share. This was sometimes hampered by his living with bipolar, along with treatment-resistant depression and anxiety disorders. But even that he turned into an opportunity to connect with people, giving voice to his and their struggles, working to remove the stigma of mental illness. So, you know what? Our prayers and best wishes go out to his family.
Yeah, wow. Rest in peace.
Everybody that was involved with his podcast. His mom seems like a really nice lady. He will be missed.
That's sad.
It was a really good podcast, and it may still be. He was the main guy on the podcast. He had, you know, rotating special guest or co-host.
They would spin around?
No, he wouldn't spin them around. But
you said they're rotating guests.
Yeah. Well, no, they rotate like... one this week, one next, and things like that. Anyway, hate to leave you on a sad note, but that about sums us up.
We're done?
Another show is in the can.
We got a can. We did get the can.
We finally got the can. Yeah, it came UPS. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Craig.
I
couldn't do it without you.
I have to be here.
I could, but it'd be a lot more boring.
I like to hear
it. You notice I said more boring?
More boring.
A lot more boring. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. And our next episode, you never know, but you might hear Craig say something like,
"That's not a wheelbarrow. That's my car."
Good times for a change. See the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, please, please let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. The first time.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.